We're going to start things off this week with a little review of some of the more recent events regarding the Sunlight Solar Project, which entails a joint effort by Sussex, Morris, and Somerset counties. Of course, to keep you up, get you up to date with that, the project ran out of funding. Most of the work was done in Somerset County, about half of it completed in Morris and Sussex County, and the note of Sussex County, under a solar project rescue plan approved last month, which passed on a 3-2 vote by the Sussex County Board of Freeholders. Sussex County is borrowing from itself about $6.5 million of money received from the 2012 sale of the Homestead Nursing Home to build out the solar project, not yet completed. And that brings about a lot of questions, which explains why, well, first and foremost, town by town, community by community, throughout the county, there have been calls for transparency and public meetings with various officials, Board of Freeholders, County Administrator John Eskelson, and others, which all have been rebuffed, and as a counteroffer, those parties have made offers to have private sit-downs with those respective communities. Some of them are accepting that option, and others, including Andover Township, are holding fast to a public hearing so that everyone can hear what the reasoning is, what the next steps forward are going to be from the officials who have been up to this point making those decisions in private. And a few of those decision makers, specifically Sussex County Council Dennis McConnell, there have been calls for his resignation. And in a recent meeting of the freeholders, he moved from his seat on the dais, moved over to the public podium, and told the Board of Chosen Freeholders he would not be resigning. Quote from the transcript of the meeting, "I've been asked quite publicly by Freeholder George Graham to resign my employment as Sussex County Council." He was reading from a letter that he wrote to the Board of Freeholders. "That public request directly and unjustifiably impugns my professional standing in the community. I therefore take this opportunity to publicly decline his request." And a similar call has been made for the resignation of County Administrator John Eskelson. And he has expressed no intent of stepping down from his position. And in fact, is had a private meeting with officials from Hopatcong, one of those, that's one of the communities, who would have preferred a public hearing, but took what they could get. According to Hopatcong Mayor Sylvia Petrillo, she says she would have preferred the public meeting. The county official made clear to us that they will not come out in public. And the mayor said that they have a list of 20 questions that they intended to ask Mr. Eskelson, and the responses to which they are going to share at the council's next public meeting. That'll be on April 1st, so that will be interesting to see. And Petrillo's point is, it has to be accountability. If you haven't seen on the internet, there the county officials' idea of a response to concerns and questions about the various decisions that went into the Sunlight General Solar Project was to post about 4,000 pages on the internet, which anyone in the right mind has to realize nobody is going to read through them. And even if you try, you're not going to be able to translate, at least most lay people wouldn't be able to, the legalese that is contained in those 4,000 pages. Andover Township Mayor Mike Lensack said that anything less than a public discussion would be unacceptable as far as he and majority of the Andover Township Committee were concerned. So those actions are continuing to go forward. And having studied the various comments and questions, some of the concerns, both by municipal officials as well as individuals, if you look at the comments sections of the articles written about the story, you get some interesting points that obviously demand answers. The frequency of a single bidder process throughout this whole chain of events with the solar project, who made that decision or those decisions, and why were they supported? A realization now the engineering of the project was so shoddy that 25% of the kilowatt locations were found unfeasible in the following year. And of the $27.7 million that were bonded back in November of 2011, when only $24.7 million was put in the trustee account. Yeah, that's a little problem with the math there. Taxpayer funds were put with the trustee, but the $7 million of capital promised to Sunlight, that was not. And as part of the agreement, by the way, anyone connected with Sunlight, if they wind up with any money in their pocket out of this project, can walk away with no questions asked. And of course, we know about the gag order as well, that those on the Board of Freeholders are being ordered by the agreement to keep the mouth shut about this. In case you didn't know about this little gem, too, the Sussex County is required to pay the legal fees of the company that defaulted on the agreement. And these are just a few of the questions that many officials, including Freeholder Gail Fevis and George Graham, they want public answers to and are being rebuffed, denied, and attempts are to silence them. Now, this is sounding unfair to any player, whether they be a county official or a corporate official with any of the companies involved with this. There is an open invitation for any and all of you to come before these microphones and address them in a public way. You'll be allowed to talk. I think you know the style of the show here. I don't dominate the conversation. I like to think of myself as a listener who is here to learn from someone who has information I am not in possession of and is willing to share that information. And that is why the invitation is open to any and all qualified people and players in this whole situation. If you wish to truly clear the air, calm concerns, and answer questions, I believe this is a platform that would allow you to do that. It's easy to find me through the website, issuesandideasradio.com, and I hope that one or some of you, all of you even, would see that as an opportunity to help calm down the situation and, if nothing else, explain your position in what is a situation that still has a lot of questions that the public, many of whom you have been chosen by and are mandated by, to provide answers, clarity, honesty, and transparency to.